No, well, what happened was I was down on Nairn Beach with the metal detector, and then I found a ring on the beach. So I got your station to call out on the station about the ring I found. And this lady then contacted you, it must be contacted you about the number. Then she phoned me, and she texted me, and she told me no details of the ring. So I asked her to describe the ring. But I knew when she described the ring, it wasn't the ring that I found.
So you went back down to the beach?
Yeah, so I went back down to the beach yesterday, and it was quite stormy. And lucky enough, I was very lucky, but I come on the ring anyway. And I knew from the description of that she gave me about the ring, it was her husband's ring.
And what's her reaction been to the news?
Oh, she's over the moon. She lost it. He lost it last June. He was out swimming, and she's over the moon about it. And they called up here this night, and they collected the ring this night. And he works in Dublin, and then she phoned him up, and they're over the moon about it.
And I mean, the chances of coming across this ring with tidal movements and sand shifts many months later, I mean, there must be a million to one.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing about a ring's inclined to go down fairly fast, you know, because they wiggle their way down to the sand. And if you don't get them within a few months, like, the chances are you won't get them, because they go down maybe 6 feet, you know. And in other words, if it once it's out of the reach of the detector, like, you wouldn't get it, you know.